All upstairs is Carrie. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Carrie. This is Sherry calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm just calling to make sure you received and reviewed the email we sent you with information on verifying your Google listing.
Verifying my Google listing.
Yes. There was an email sent with instructions. Do you recall seeing that?
When would I have seen it?
It was sent... Actually, it looks like the most recent one was sent yesterday.
Okay. Well, let me get down to my computer now and see what I see.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. My computer's slow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's just come up now. Let's see. Capital One Instagram Network. Oh, Local Splash, urgent carry, start Google.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. All right, you have the ability to verify your Google listing by uploading a video. It is important to use a mobile phone or a mobile browser such as Chrome, recommended, or Safari for this to work. Please ensure that you are prepared before doing the video verification and making sure you have the following. Business state registration documentation. Business license and or insurance documentation. Tools and equipment used to carry out work. Work vehicle with license plate. Business card, invoice, workplace, and signage required only for businesses with storefront addresses. Information. So what is this?
So it's Google's way of verifying that you're a legitimate business. So they ask that you provide that information when they're saying, you know, to prepare first. Once you do get everything together and are ready to do the actual video, it'll take you less than 2 minutes. A narrative comes on and walks you through it once you click the link to start recording.
Okay, well, is that why I haven't got a lead from you guys yet, or?
Could very well be.
And I'm just hearing about it now. Okay. Business card, invoice, workplace, and signage required only. And What am I supposed to be doing when I click the watch?
You'll open the email from your phone. Once you get about halfway through the email, you'll see a link to click that will log you into your Google listing. Once you click that link, a narrative comes on and tells you what you need to show at what point in time, and it takes about a minute and 30 seconds to complete.
Well, I don't do a lot of this stuff on my phone. I'm in front of the computer now. My phone's upstairs, but I can get it. But my goal here is to replace my secretary and have somebody, and then the calls and all the stuff should be coming into the office. Not that I'm against having access to it with my cell phone too, but I don't use my cell phone for much.
Oh, you know what? This particular thing is easier for you to use your phone because of logging into your listing and having it to actually do the video, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to have to use your phone for anything else. It's just for this particular process.
All right. Well, then, and then what do I spend on this?
I actually don't have pricing. I just do the follow-up calls for the Google verifications. If you want to confirm your package and pricing, I can have client support give you a call.
Well, I thought I had something on there for Local Splash, and it was like $250 a month. And,
it could be. It just depends on the package, and I don't have access to that.
Okay. All right. Well, then, and you're saying what? That I should get my phone then and try to start going?
Whenever you're ready, yes. It doesn't necessarily have to be right this minute. My call was just to confirm that you got the email and that you're aware that it needs to be done. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. Obviously, the sooner the better, but I'm just here to let you know and remind you. So I will give you a follow-up call.
Yeah, one second.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, not bad. I'm on the phone with somebody from a Local Splash right now. I know he's working on some project in Beloit right now. For a house before he starts this other thing. I've got this thing on a lady on the phone now from another company. Today's my birthday, so I'm trying to get the hell out of here pretty quick. Thanks. Well, I'll try. Go ahead. Yeah, I thought they said something like on the 9th. Maybe something. I'll have to look it up, and I'll give you a call or text, let you know. Okay? All right. Well, then I'm going to get back to this lady, and then I'll look that up and let you know about that, too. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. Now that I'm off my phone and I have it now, that timing worked out pretty good. Otherwise, I'd have had to run upstairs real quick. All right, so I got my phone. Now, what am I supposed to do here?
So you'll open the email from your phone.
Email. Well, I don't think this email came to my phone.
Do you not usually use your phone for email?
No. It usually comes to my computer at the office.
Oh, okay. So you can use the mobile phone browser to log in by going to whatever your email server is and entering in your username and password, and then you'll go to the email that we sent you.
Well, I don't know if that jogged my memory there on that at all. So, email on my phone.
So do you use the web on your phone to look things up?
I don't look stuff up on my phone. Everything is pretty much done on a computer. If I got to do something and I don't know how to do something, I used to have a secretary that did all this stuff.
Okay.
So she left a year ago, and now I have not replaced her yet. But I think she's happy at her other job, so I think this year I'm going to try to replace her. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I've got one of these Samsungs, and I just don't know emails. Like I say, email all comes up on the computer for me, and I don't really, I guess, care for all this high-tech stuff, except the fact that I don't know how it works.
I know. I have to have my daughter show me a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to show my mom stuff, and now I don't know nothing.
So, oh, my goodness.
I had a secretary for 7 or 8 years, and now I really don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, then, I guess I'm just not sure how to do what I'm supposed to be doing on my phone. Maybe that's why I don't get no leads. Usually, it's like a lead from Local Splash. I haven't even got one yet since I've been back. But I see the billing on there for like $250 a month, and it's just like, well, so I'm not sure exactly what this program is.
So do you know if you have Safari or Google Chrome on your cell phone? Do you ever Google anything on your phone?
Not often. Let me just see if I got to. I know I had Google Chrome on my computer, and I'm thinking Google, Gmail. This is Google. There's Google Chrome on my. I mean, I can see it on the computer one time, but yeah, because pretty much my phone is for text and calling. That's about it.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. Do you know anyone that would be able to show you how to use the browser on your phone?
Well, just about anybody but me would know more about my phone. So, I mean, I could, and this is something that I could do, like, in a day or two or something?
Oh, yes. Yes, you don't have to do it, like, right now.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, calling to make sure you know that it needs to be done. I mean, you can do it any day this week, you know, just as long as you don't forget. So I'll call you again to remind you.
Well, I would like to try to get somebody that knows about this stuff and then try to get a timeline where I kind of know where you're available and we can get this done.
Well, you actually do it at your convenience. We're not able to be on the phone with you while you're doing it because you'll be using your phone to do the video. So, we can't, there's not a conversation and the video able to be had at the same time. So that's why we send the email with all the instructions. And then, once
and that's
click,
the email that I got that I was talking about, right? It's on my computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once you click the link, a narrative will come on and tell you, you know, show us your business license, show us your vehicle. So it walks you through what to do at what point in time.
Yeah. Well, let's see. And then for a business license, what would that be? I'm thinking, I don't know if I mean, I'm sure I got a, I don't know what they're needing for a business license or something.
They just want to see any kind of documentation showing that your business exists. If you, for instance, some states don't require business licenses. So if you don't have one, if you have articles of incorporation, if you have an invoice, business cards, anything.
I got a business card. I got
Okay. Yes, anything that you have that you can show, the more the better, but whatever you have is usually sufficient.
Okay. Well, then, and then I guess, is there a number for you, or how does this work after I'm supposed to have this stuff done? Or is it,
you can call the number that showed up in the screen of your phone, or you can call our toll-free number. It's included in the email that we sent you. And we're here from 7 to 4 Pacific time, Monday through Friday.
7 to 4.
Yeah.
And access your dashboard. Is that where I would find your phone number? I see there's an 877.
Yes, that's the number, the 877-635-6225.
Okay, that's the number that's at the very end of the thing here. So,
yes.
So that's the number to get a hold of you?
It is.
Okay, so, and we're going to try to get this done this week. Is that the plan?
If you can, yes.
Yeah, well, I need to get stuff done, so I got advertising, I got thing, I got a roof I got to do in 2 weeks. So I'm trying to figure out, I guess I'll have somebody that knows more about it than me, at least. Because I can see it on my computer and stuff. There's nothing on my phone, so I got to try to figure out what. And I get my phone, and then what am I trying to?
So what you'll want to ask someone for help with is to show you your browser, which is how you navigate the internet. Show them who your browser is, if it's Chrome or Safari or what have you. And then whatever web server you have or email server. You'll type in that or Google it. Who do you have for an internet or a email provider?
For an email provider?
Yeah.
On my phone or my computer?
Well, so for instance, let me just look at something. Okay. Oh, okay. So you have an email at All Exteriors Plus. So you use that email. So you'll log in to the All Exteriors Plus email like you do on your computer, enter in your password, and log into your email, but you're just going to be doing it on your phone instead of on your computer. So have someone show you how to do that. And then once you get to the email that we sent you, you'll click the link that's about halfway down that will log you into your Google listing. And then you'll be walked through the process of completing the video.
Okay. Well, then I guess, and I got the number at the end. If I, all right, I'll check to see if one of the crew knows more about this stuff than me that can help me with it. So, and then what's your name?
My name is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I.
Oh, okay. All right, Sherry, well, thanks for your help. And then,
you're welcome.
Yeah, of all days, it's my birthday, so I am hopefully I remember everything tomorrow. That's all I need to know for
okay.
Now.
Well,
all
if
right.
You don't, give us a call, and I will also be following up with you in a few days. I won't let you forget.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right,
okay,
thanks,
well,
Sherry.
I hope you have a happy birthday.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Okay,
yep.
I'll talk
yep.
to you again soon.
Okay, yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.